All right, and who is hosting today? Let me see. September 14th. Let me open up the spreadsheet really quick.
Figure out who the host is.
Let me see. Okay, it looks like Andy is hosting today.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I figured he'd be up in the rotation. So for people who don't know, we have a little calendar system where we just everybody gets to host at least once during the year. Mm-hmm. So Hayes hosts I think the first 40 shows that we do. Mm-hmm. Then Carl hosts 10 shows. Mm-hmm. Then I'll host one. And then Andy comes up. And
every
he closes
three years
us out.
Or so, yeah.
And it's going to be a Stone Cold Gas. Oh, wow, party when Andy.
Well, yeah. All the fans know that this is the raunchy one. This one is where we really get crazy.
Well, the bar gets set so high when Andy hosts that we're like, we can't let him do that for another 3 years because the energy is completely electric. The stuff that gets said is highly controversial. It's a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
And so... what does this involve? If you don't remember, obviously, it means you talk the most. You keep everything going. You move on from bits when it's time to move on. You tell the...
You give us breaks as well. Like, there's also a point in the show where you'll just, like, kind of signal to one of us, like, hey, man, it's time for your break. And then we'll just kind of chill out. And you just fucking go off.
And mostly you say to the person... doing the news, in this case, will also be you today. Let me check the schedule. Okay, so you are also doing...
Andy's on news.
He's on breaking news today. And you, it's mostly you telling yourself, what's the next news? Like when you can feel it sort of like petering out. But in this
we're
case...
we're like out of stuff, yeah.
You did have Carl say right before the show that he had a segment. Idea that he wanted to do.
So Andy, as host, you can decide right. whether or not Carl is allowed to pitch his segment to you.
Oh, please, Andy, please. Listen, man.
Okay.
Listen, I know we've had some rough times in the past, but I trust you. I understand. Like, please, man, please let me do this. Just this one time, I need to show the people.
You could pitch it to me.
All right.
And we'll see where it goes.
Great. Okay, I won't take up too much of your time, all right? Hey, y'all, how's it going? Hey. Andy, is it? Man, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I have heard so much about you. Also, you played a little ball in high school, right?
Kind of.
You know I did, too.
Which kind of ball?
Shit. Oh, I didn't think about that.
His was just called ball.
Yeah.
When Andy played with it, it was just like he would say, I want ball. And then someone would give it to him, and then he would like bounce it around on the gym mats or something.
Yeah, he'd hold it between his feet.
You played big plastic grocery store ball, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it.
Sometimes it would like roll under a desk or something, and he would start throwing a fit.
Andy, as you know, John Wall is walking from the Houston Rockets. So I just thought we'd discuss some potential scenarios of where he could go.
Great idea.
You know... those are not limited to just basketball teams because John Wall is a free man.
He can go wherever he wants.
He can go wherever he wants. He can do whatever he wants to do.
I have one pitch just based on if this is where he ended up, I would be able to name the segment this, which it would be Wall King in Memphis.
Wall King.
Wall King in Memphis.
Wall King.
John Wall would be the king in Memphis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's walking. To the Grizzlies from the Rockets, walking in Memphis.
Wall.
So that's one thing that we could say. I don't think it's a good fit. I don't think he will go there.
But if he did,
man. So, Andy, file that away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, different titles for if he goes to different teams. If he
puts on his blue suede shoes. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
Thank you.
Boarded a plate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Touchdown.
Touchdown. Thank you.
Thank you.
End of the Delta. Thank you, Blues.
Thank you, Blues.
Middle of the thank you, poor. Thank you, Ing Ray.
if he goes to, say, the Blazers, which I think is, oh, okay, how about this? If he goes to the Sixers,
mm-hmm.
it's possible. That'd be interesting.
Sure.
I think what that segment would be called is John Walk with a CK, John Walk 3, Philadelphia. Instead of
John Wick
3 Parabellum.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think that would be called.
Yeah.
Do we have a ton of Sixers content from a million videos that are like clips that people have been sending us throughout this week, Andy? I'm assuming those have gotten to you too. My DMs are unusable.
I've gotten, but it's not, I'm not sure if I would call it Sixers content, but yeah, it's related to that.
Okay.
I guess if he went to the Knicks, we could call the segment Chelsea Walls and then just play the entirety of the Ethan Hawke indie movie that Jeff Tweedy did the score for by the same name about the Chelsea Hotel.
Wow.
So that could be cool. Yeah. And also, it would let us take a break and just kind of watch this movie that was Ethan's passion project. And you know the music is going to be Wilco-esque.
I think, it, also if you went there, you could call that one John Nick Chapter 2.
That could be good, too. That could be good. If we went to Chicago Walls.
Chicago yeah. Walls.
Chicago Walls.
Chicago Wolves.
Chicago Wolves.
If he went to the Kings,
mm-hmm.
call it
Walking
in Mento.
Walking in Mento. Walking in Mento.
Walking
in
Mento. Walking in Mento.
That could be really good. Mm-hmm. What other teams are there?
Yeah, and we're almost out of teams.
If he went to the Warriors, that could be called the Walruses at Pier 57 or Pier 39.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 39? It's 39.
Probably some at Pier 57, too.
They got to go between piers. They're not staying at one pier.
Piercinger 57. Mm-hmm.
We could call it that. So, where would you guys like to see him go? Is there a pick of, like, this would be really fun?
I mean, I'd be sort of interested to see him team
walking
up with...
in Memphis?
To see him team up with Lloyd Pierce, who's the assistant coach now in the Indiana Pacers. So if he went to Indiana, of course, everyone calls Lloyd Pierce Pink Lloyd, and then he would be Pink Lloyd's the Wall.
Yeah. That would be pretty strong.
So what's the status now? He's not playing for the Rockets, huh? Like, he's getting pulled from... He's not going to play with them at all.
I do not believe so. I believe as of now, Rockets and John Wall agree he won't play as sides work on work together on trade.
Everyone's talking about him going to the Clippers. I'm ready to hear what Carl has to say about it.
Yeah.
You know... be prepared to be upset because I don't see a fit.
And Andy, as the host, if you could get upset, please.
And though I will say I do see a few fits on my screen right now. My friends.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thank you.
Hayes Carlson. Oh, wow.
But you are supposed to be getting upset right now.
Yeah,
Andy,
and I
get upset.
That's
Andy,
how I sort
as the
of
the host.
Deal-
Yeah.
That's how I sort of deal with my grief.
Whoever's host has to be incredibly emotional and, you know, just react to the takes violently. So, we need big swings out of you. I want you crying on this episode. I want you yelling on this episode.
Okay.
I want to be called a name on this episode that I find offensive. So, I have... been seeing the reports about the Clippers. I also have seen that he potentially is going to step away from the league altogether and take more of a lucrative like media contract with Barstool Sports and do a show called Wall Her Daddy. So, and that's interesting to me, you know, as someone in the podcasting space,
sure,
that he would be coming in with his, you know, his own unique brand of
stories, a lot of great stories
from the league and just
around the league.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that he was going to step away and do a joint album with Dionne Warwick and call it Dionne Warwick. And this song we call Walk On By. W-A-L-L-K-B-O-N-B. Hey, Andy, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Since this is your show, you can totally veto it. But would you be so kind to share your screen and look up Dionne Warwick forgetting the lyrics to This Christmas?
Okay.
Oh.
I'd like the fellas to see this.
That was her?
Yeah. Oh, I have a good name for the segment, guys. Get ready for this. Wonderwall. Because we wonder where Wall is going. We wonder where Wall is going. The segment should be called... Andy, grab this and put it in the beginning. We'll call it Wonderwall.
And when the trade actually does happen, you get the poster and everything, and you'll recognize the exact key art I'm talking about when I say it. It's Owen's holding up the card, Jason's next to him, but both their faces are John Wall, and it's Wall Pass.
Yes, that's perfect, and I'm willing to... If we get the reaction that we should from Wonderwall and Wall Pass, when he lands somewhere, I will do a parody of Wonderwall. People have been asking for us to start doing songs again. I'll do a parody of Wonderwall about where he ended up. And I already have one of the lines, and it's something to the effect of like, and all the terms of his contract were binding, yes. You know, and we'll get this going. So it's in the works. Everybody get ready. I'll do it even if, you know, some people know child coming imminently. I'll do the song in the hospital during labor, as nice. I did for the Tim Heidecker episode of Hollywood Handbook. That's a promise.
Wow, that's great.
Okay. I've got Dionne Warwick here.
Okay. Oh, this one. I have a different This Christmas.
You have Patti LaBelle's.
Patti LaBelle's. That one's great.
I don't know the words because I don't have my background singers. Yeah. This is very funny also, though.
Okay. I'm gonna get to know you better. Yeah. This Christmas, I'm gonna be all about that Christmas tree.
Did she forget more?
Not the word.
Like panic on her face.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny too.
That song, what a cursed song.
All around it, Christmas.
There's a part where she's like,
shake a hand, shake a hand. Okay, Andy, let me hear the news.
Oh, we got so many clips. I think the
first thing,
we've talked about him before. It's Jake from State Farm, or Jake from Great Arms.
Great Arms.
Was Sean's.
Yeah, so this is nickname. In. Carl, you play 2K.
I do, but I haven't gotten the new one yet.
Okay, so this
I might
is
download
like
that tonight.
A feature in 2K where
when
you're
have
in
the
like,
new 2K.
When you're in career mode or whatever. You can walk around this, like, you can, like, go, can, have you always been able to do this, Carl, where you can just, like, go out in the world and go into stores and stuff?
The
like
neighborhood?
Grand Theft Auto? Yeah, yeah, the neighborhood.
The neighborhood's been around for a few seasons. And it gets weirder and weirder every year.
Okay, so great. You're in the neighborhood, and you're an NBA player, and you're walking around, and you encounter this man, WYD.
I have a story about this, too. Let's see.
Here's what happens.
Hey, neighbor.
Are you?
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, you hang out here, bro?
Yeah, hey, right next to the courts in your neighborhood.
Hey, that's dope, fam.
Hey, speaking of being a good neighbor, I'd like to welcome you to the city. Very excited to have the great MP as my newest neighbor.
Hey, look, I appreciate that, man. I didn't realize you was a fan, homie.
Oh, hey, we're all rooting for you, MP.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Hey, as a show of my support, I'd like to offer you my official look. Can't join Team State Farm without the drip, right?
Hey, look, I guess not, bro.
Hey, awesome. I'll be seeing you around, MP. Let me know if you need anything. And remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I was waiting for you to say it, man. Hey, look, I appreciate this. Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, hey, listen, pleasure's all mine. Keep doing your thing.
And so now you can go into the State Farm store and buy khakis and a polo for free.
And a hat. And a red State Farm hat.
Hey, this man, can't join the State Farm team without the drip, right?
This game has gotten fucking ridiculous. And there's a... I saw one time where the comment section has made me laugh quite a bit is when there's like, this is the new 2K, so a feature on new 2K, and it was the player walking down like a runway and doing very like voguing, like model stuff, and one of the first comments was this girl that said, like, dudes, man, 2K is the same every year. 2K puts the new feature in. Bro, I just want to hoop, bro. And all the comments were like, this is not what we asked for. It was so funny. But they do, like, you do want them to, like, make gameplay more fun and better and stuff, but this stuff is ridiculous. The game has become such a cash grab. It's like, who is saying this stuff?
I was waiting for Jake from State Farm to say his catchphrase, man. Mm-hmm. When he did it, I got pretty excited.
But he was too.
I guess any time they spend working on this, you know it's time that was not spent improving gameplay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it seems like this took a little while.
Is your character's name always MP?
No, it's always something weird. Like, it's always like, it's always like 1 year's name was Che, and the other year's name was something else. Like, it's always like something like
Jost.
That yeah. <it's> Sudeikis. His name was Sudeikis 1 year.
And that's, I mean, there's so many, there's more. The Pine Sol lady. This is the game at the Pine Sol store.
He pulls up to his apartment. He's like, yo, who's this?
Yo, she's Flo, like, from Progressive. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yo, Flo from Progressive. Hey, that's wild.
Yo, the hamburger helper hand.
The snap into a Slim Jim guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the reanimator. There. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Back from the dead.
Jan from Toyota is there.
Yo, Terry Crews and Old Spice.
Yeah, the Terry Crews and Dion Cole and the man your man could smell like.
Mustafa. Isaiah Mustafa.
You can unlock J.K. Simmons from Farmers. But if you talk to him for too long, Jake from State Farm comes in and hits him with a baseball bat.
Dean Winters as Mr. Mayhem is there.
He shows up.
Dennis Haysbert.
You're a fan?
Yeah.
Oh
man, say it for me. Say fuck you, Joe Boo. I do it myself. No, that's not what we're doing here.
The Geico money eyes.
Of course, the pig. Yes. The two banjo guys. Yes. The sugar-free Orbit gum woman. They're all there.
New Orbit gum.
The Quiznos monsters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, Tomkiss. Tomkiss, you better believe, is there.
Tomkiss is in there. Tomkiss.
And you have to talk to all of them before you play your first all game of the season.
Tomkiss gives you a really long hug. And when you pull away, you've got like some tropical Skittles stuck to your chest.
Okay, what else is in the news,
so
Andy?
This, everybody has been
everyone in the world sent me this.
Yeah, for us to talk about this. Keith Pompey did it.
John, have you heard this yet?
No.
I saw it, but I didn't listen.
Okay. Keith Pompey did a 9/11
So first, okay, wait. So people were also sending me his, the way he chose to honor 9/11, yes, which is, he said, this is a day I'll never forget, and he will never forget it because he set multiple alarms, each one for the different times of the morning that a plane struck a building, 8:46 a.m., North Tower struck, 9:03 a.m., South Tower struck, 9:37 a.m., Pentagon struck, 9:59 a.m., South Tower collapses, 10:03 a.m., Flight 93 crashes to field in Pennsylvania, 10:28 a.m., North Tower collapses. And then he's ready to go about his day with no more alarms.
He didn't forget. Yeah, he confirmed that he hasn't forgotten.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that culminated in him acknowledging the day on his podcast.
Yes. And so there's other highlights too we can listen to also.
That graphic is incomplete. There is an 11 a.m. alarm that I don't know if you can scroll down, but there's one that says 11 a.m. and it said Keith Pompey woke up with a rager, no blue chew necessary. So he slept through these on the day itself.
Oh, wow.
So it's just interesting.
Is he making a joke with this?
No. Absolutely not.
No. Why does he got his alarm label like that? Oh my God. That is funny.
Okay.
I wonder what his alarm sound is. Any pitches? Marimba?
Old marimba?
Yeah. The old one. Okay, let's listen to...
So yeah, this was his...
How he commemorated.
He's in a meeting. Sorry, this is when the Pentagon got... Okay, can you turn it off, please? Yeah, just I think it's more respectful if we all listen to the ringtone run through a couple more times. All right. Sorry, this is when it hit the field in Pennsylvania. Okay, Keith, we're trying to plan for the week.
It just keeps continues his tribute.
Just to say it was a tough time in our history. And tomorrow is going to be an emotional day for a lot of us. I mean, the fact that you see kids 20-something now never even knew their family members. You know, it's tough. But let me tell you something that's not tough. Not tough at all. And I'm talking about DirecTV stream, right? You know, does it sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows.
He's not going to like that, Keith. I know that technically you're saying that it's a good thing, DirecTV.
He's like, no, did you hear? I said it's easier. It's not as tough as growing up without your family. that perished on 9/11. I said it was easier than that.
Because when they buy DirecTV, they won't be reminded of 9/11.
Yeah. Or if like, they'll
think this is the opposite.
Favorably, at least.
Yeah. No, this will give them fond memories of the day.
They'll go, you know what I'd like to do? The opposite of 9/11. Subscribe to DirecTV.
Listen, Mr. Poppy. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. South Tower just collapsed.
Never forget, right?
Okay, good. We got that out of our system.
Okay.
Thank you to
Wait,
everyone.
Was there a second thing, too?
So the rest of it was just him, like the other parts of the show were not as funny, but it was just like extremely, like just him kind of like recounting where he lived.
Oh, okay. I don't need to hear
that.
Oh, let's hear one.
A lot of detail.
Let's hear one.
Well, I want to see the one that says Keith No right underneath it. What was
that's
that?
That's the one we
that's
just
the one
that's the one we listened to.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the one I was really curious about.
Yeah.
We don't have to listen to the whole thing, but this is just...
Mike in the morning. And I pulled out of my apartment complex, going down a side road, getting ready to hop on the main road to go across the bridge. Because I lived in an area that was called... it was right outside of Myrtle Beach. It was in the Myrtle Beach address, but it was right outside. It was right near... you go over the bridge, but it's right near where the outlet malls were and golf courses and the whole.
Oh, I thought he was in New York.
Yeah, I know. The fact that he's going into all this stuff about the neighborhood and I had to go over the bridge, and actually the bridge went towards New York from Myrtle Beach. And of course, when you get to the other side of the bridge, you're still a few thousand miles away.
I absolutely thought he was going to say Myrtle Avenue or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead he said Myrtle Beach. That's not in New York at all, but he was listening to Mike and Mike, which is based in New York, or was.
Right. Which is, and they really make you feel like you're there in the studio.
Oh yeah, sure. Wow.
Oh man. Keith Pompey.
So also, I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's an NBA player made his WWE debut.
Great moment. I just want to say one thing before we get started, okay? And that is, I love New York! I really do. And gentlemen, that is why, as a master strategist, I've arranged for a very special guest to be in our corner tonight. Someone who actually knows what it takes to win in Madison Square Garden. So please, ladies and gentlemen, give a big New York City welcome to the Atlanta Hawks own Mr. Trae Young!
No.
Yes.
Well, this is not going to go over well in New York. And it is Trae Young. Trae Young, one of the biggest stars in the NBA today. But he's also the man who broke the heart of the Knicks.
Listen to that boo. They hate him in here. The last time he was here, I do believe somebody spit on this man. I'm talking about taking a soul out of an arena. That's what Trae Young did to this place the last time he was here. Welcome back, I guess, right?
That's good.
He didn't wrestle or anything. He just was... I think he immediately got kicked out for, like, punching a guy or something.
Oh,
what?
No.
Or not, you know, like, as part of the match, he was like, oh, I'm going to, like, help. He wasn't allowed to help, and so the ref
did a huge pun.
Oh. I saw people saying that. It looked like people were, like, legitimately mad about it. And I was like, oh, no, they can't. They can't be.
I think it was for fun, but I'm sure people were.
Wrestling's fake, huh? Well, my feelings are real. I'm still upset.
Who was that guy in the Kevin Knox jersey?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't follow wrestling too closely.
Did you ever?
Back in the day, like when it
Attitude
was,
like, Era?
I think so. Like when The Rock was the biggest thing ever and everyone was telling everyone to suck it. That's what I was.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. I used to do.
Everyone was candy ass.
That. Yeah, I used to tell my dad to suck it.
Yeah.
Like D-Generation X, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
D-Lo Brown.
I used to layeth the smacketh down on like the stray cat that lived behind my house. Yeah, that cat was a jabroni. I would ask for its name, but I didn't think that it mattered at all what the cat's name was.
What else? And so then this, it's Tyler Harrow was meeting some
I saw fans. This. I did see this.
Great. This is great.
Oh no.
I was so excited to meet him that she crashed her car into a wall.
She didn't put her car in park.
Keep playing it. Look at the end.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Oh no.
Holy shit.
You didn't really care.
It's so like, imagine like he's got these shades on. It looks almost like this is his wardrobe in a, like he's a celebrity in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's Kit Lightning. Like,
it's Tad Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember distinctly, remember My Brother and Me?
Yeah.
That episode? I remember them going, Kendall Gill.
Yeah, yeah, Kendall Gill when he was on there. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. And he's just like, whoa, sucks to be hurt. Like, why are you still signing
on?
No. Man.
Just looks back down.
Amazing. And she's just like demoralized forever. That's funny.
That's
stuff.
Cool. I'm glad the videographer got a decent angle on that as it was happening.
Yeah, right at the exact right time.
Yeah, it's well shot.
So she got out of the car
and didn't.
Yeah,
put it
I think
park.
She stopped and was like, "Holy shit, it's Tyler Harrow! I want to get an autograph." Didn't put the car in park.
And
jumped
just
out, started running,
the
and
car,
then the car started going towards the wall. Oh, that sucks.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, we also, so the NBA staff and refs will be required to be vaccinated, but players will not be. Spokesman said that roughly 85% of players are currently vaccinated.
Oh.
85. Pretty good. That's what somebody
said. So, yeah, I guess the players union shot down the vaccine mandate. 85% is a high percentage. I do think that is bad.
85%? Pretty good number, honestly, for the NBA.
Yeah, but I think it is bad that the players' union was against the vaccine mandate.
It would be great, honestly, if one of the most famous people in the world who plays in this league would even acknowledge that it is a good idea. I'm amazed. NFL quarterbacks, it feels like it's like 30% of them are vaccinated.
Yeah, numbers are probably way lower in the league.
Kirk Cousins is very outspoken about not getting vaccinated.
Is he?
Carson Wentz. Or they do like it's everyone's like personal decision kind of thing. Mm. And like, I'm going to do my research, that kind of stuff. But like,
a small difference for me is no one wants to be Kirk Cousins.
Sure. That's right. Lamar Jackson gets COVID all the time.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. It's
is Brady unvaxxed?
The Bucks have 100% vaccination.
They do. Okay.
Great. But I could see them allowing him to technically resign and then rejoin the team as they were counting those numbers on the roster.
I just didn't know, because I know initially like he's somebody who's so like whatever. He has this whole like crazy like body system, TB12. Yeah. So I didn't know if he was going to be a holdout. Initially, I kind of assumed he would, but if he
it would not
there,
shock me at all if they were like, so Tom, like, did you get the vaccine? And he says, I got a vaccine. Like, okay, great. That's great.
That's great.
That's great. You,
so
yes, you,
so gonna... Tom Brady is vaccinated. So that's what we will say, that he is vaccinated. I think that what they should do then, I don't know if this is reported, I mean, at least then the NBA should do what the NFL did, where if you have an unvaccinated player that tests positive and exposes anyone and any games get canceled, that like the team gets fined, because I think that'll apply additional pressure from the
and they have to forfeit the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, in the, even in the playoffs, gotta let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown, did you get the vaccine? Oh, I got Tom's vaccine. Okay. Okay.
Tom and I shared.
There was a little leftover of Tom's, and he. Yeah.
Tom and I split a vaccine on the ride here. I live at his house.
I took a spoonful of his.
His was huge. He had a huge one. There was so much. Honestly, if you want any, there's probably still some in the cup holder.
Yeah. It might be a little warm now, but it was cold when we took it. I'm sure it still works, though.
Too cold.
Antonio, like, Antonio Nice.
Sure. That could be me. The coaches can have casual attire and don't have to wear suits in the upcoming season.
Mm. Finally. I cannot wait to see Jason Kidd in skinny jeans.
Stan Van Gundy, he's not a coach anymore, but with the sweatpants with the little hole in the front that you could just pull apart.
Yeah, I'm looking to see Terry Stotts and some PJs. And some like sailing, some nautical themed pajamas.
I want to see Terry Stotts sleeping in the cat. In the Super Dave racing outfit.
That's a good tribute.
To Bob. Tribute to Bob.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron makes Frank Vogel dress as a taco every Tuesday night game. Put on this taco outfit.
LeBron, come on, man. I'm not going to. You heard what I said.
This is why this got passed.
I'll get vaccinated. He doesn't.
Yeah. I'll get vaccinated, I promise. Just do it one time. I'll get vaccinated. I'll get the vaccine.
Well, Ron, I'm starting to feel like Lucy in the football with this thing. I'm Charlie Brown. You go, yeah. But I'm getting into the taco suit. So I really hope you do get vaccinated tomorrow.
They doing vaccines here. I'll go to the Figueroa Street entrance and get the vaccine right now. I'm telling you.
Watch, I'm walking. I'm walking over right now. Yeah. I'm walking.
Frank, here I go.
Why would I be walking this way? There's nothing else over here. Frank, look at this. I'm almost at the door.
We don't even use this door. We use that door. If I go out here, I might as well sit in the crowd. This is where the fans are. I'm going to go get the vaccine right now. They got Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. About 11th Street entrance.
No Pfizer.
Fool me once, LeBron.
I was at the Dodger game a couple days ago, and they were like, "We're giving the vaccine." There is a mask mandate here. When you buy things, you gotta have your mask on. You gotta have your mask on while you're walking around. You can take it off once you get to your seat, I guess. And they were like, "But we are giving the vaccine." And people just like, I just heard like people be like, "I ain't getting that shit."
Did you get a beer that they made you open and that while they watched?
No, the only beer I got was poured into a cup. This podcast is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
They make you watch, or they watch you open a beer.
I went to a game, they gave me a can and then they said, "Open it."
Yeah, I think I remember you talking about that. Yeah,
I was like, "Oh." Yeah.
So you don't throw it at somebody? Is it? We talked about this. So you don't throw it? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Is that it for all
the news? That was it for my news.
Well, we do have to leave a little early today.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some more time. Do we want to do... So, I've been hearing reports that people don't want to hear songs anymore. Or at least they want us to go back to...
us doing songs sometimes.
So, but it's hard. It is hard to do remotely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where you're just like holding up the track. It's not easy.
No, yeah. I had one song idea a while ago. I was gonna do that. I will record the vocal for and send to you, Andy, and you can lay it under the karaoke track.
Okay.
And
then we just play it and we listen to.
And we can play it. Yeah. But that's something we can do. Wonderwall, once this John Wall thing plays out, that's in the hopper.
That'll be huge, yes.
And we can do no song. I mean, the problem is, I feel bad because also, I like a lot of the fan songs.
Me too.
And they work hard on them and submit them, and it's like a nice thing, like for people to like engage and do it. And I can't believe some of the really talented people we have, but I also I guess it's not the majority of our listeners that are sending it. So
I'd like to veto that.
It's been vetoed. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to veto the fans saying they don't want to hear the songs anymore.
And so Sean will not be doing a song.
No, Sean can do. Sean, please. Okay. We will start back doing our songs too.
We can do some songs.
I also want to hear fan songs.
But so I want to hear fan ones sometimes.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Head to head.
If you submit a song about how you don't want to hear fan songs anymore, I'll play it the next week. It'll go right to the top.
It'll go right to the top. And convince us. Convince us why it's bad to listen to fan songs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, to those fans that don't want to listen to fan songs, there's something else you can listen to, and it's These Nuts.
Mm. I had a similar suggestion. which was just, I sometimes will listen to these podcasts. They have these ads. There'll be 5 minutes, of these ads. And I don't always want to hear the ads. So what I do is I walk my lily white ass right over to the skip forward 45 second symbol. And I start tapping that thing until I hear a distinct change in the tenor of the conversation that indicates that they are done with the ads. And I think you could think of the fan-submitted song as a type of ad. But and listen to These Nuts instead.
Yeah.
But this format... Where sometimes we do both, kind of like a fans versus favorites setup, and we just put them in direct competition with each other. That could be fun.
And maybe, Andy, maybe what we could do is be a little more transparent and say, this song is from this person, it's a parody of this other song, and this is what it's about. And people can go, ooh, I'd like to hear that. Or they could go, I would rather listen to These Nuts.
Yeah, and These Nuts is a very slow tempo. It's 2 BPM, 2 balls per meat.
Okay, well, Andy, have a good one? This
we
week
have
to,
one.
To take us out of maybe the solo fan song era?
Do we have a good one? We have one. That's not.
I think that they're all good, but it's not.
Thank God they haven't come for Travoltifying Names yet.
Yes. How big is our backlog?
That will be it for me.
Yeah, that's it.
Of which
of songs?
We have there's probably like 10.
Okay.
Still out there.
Okay. So 2.5 months of songs.
But they keep rolling in.
Sure. Okay. So forever.
Yeah, it's an infinite backlog.
So it's forever?
Okay.
Okay, so to people who don't like it, it's going to happen forever. The songs will outlive all of us and the show.
Mm-hmm. You're now listening to The Flagrant Ones, hosted by 3 droids, and it's just songs about us. I close my eyes, people singing our funeral songs because we got the vaccine and we turned into zombies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Andy.
All right. We have is from Michael. It's about toes.
Okay.
All right. Come on. How do you not like this?
Interesting. The idea of doing a whole song about this. Okay.
I'm not sure. I think it covers other people other than just me. So here, let's check it out.
You spelled toes wrong, though.
Oh. Ah, yes. I can already hear it.
And he sucks toes in his favorite shirt. Sean sucks toes in a cat den. Sean said something to Andy and it just hurt. Andy got mad that pushed his buttons. Sean said, Andy, you're vampire weekday. And man, he ain't no liar. But please don't go there. That is over the line. And into the wires.
Love getting credit for that joke.
Yeah.
One of my favorite jokes. I was so jealous when it came out, but it turns out people think I said it.
You said it.
Sometimes if you just wish hard enough.
Carl sucks toes while dodging traffic delay.
Huh?
Him and us son have a fun correspondence. A sucks toes and he is the dad. Kevin just enjoys his independence. He said every year, 1 month, we'll try. And Sinbad is a corker. Every day I want my
I like how scared he sounds.
TV.
Like he heard the conversation. Right?
It's a there's empire. Somebody just outside the door where he's singing this. He's just... They're gonna catch him. I told you not to record that.
I think it's just a little instrumental.
Yeah, okay.
Round it out.
I'd like to issue a formal apology to the listeners.
Well, this is what we fought for.
I'm gonna put some parameters on these songs. And I'm gonna
love the source material. Love how very close the singer came to being on time.
And that's the thing. You got to be on time. You cannot be early. You cannot be late. You have to be there promptly at 8 o'clock.
It's hard to hear sometimes when you're singing. You can't hear the song.
We need that. That's one of the parameters. Two. You know, I'm not going to force you to get a microphone, but listen, there's some cheap ones out there.
Michael B. Two, thank you for setting the song. We don't mean to bag on you.
We're not bagging.
I thought there was some funny stuff. You understand the position we're in, of course, that we just laid down in traffic for you to fight for your right to record and submit this song and to have everyone else listen to it. And and unfortunately, this particular song is a little hard to like give up that much equity, you know, and that much trust between the rest of our audience for. I think that like, I love that I got credit for Hayes's joke. That probably made this my favorite song I've ever heard. But looking at it from everyone else's perspective, I see how, you know, if you want to do it again, you know, be on time and let's get one of these cheap mics Carl's been talking about.
And on top of that, like I disrespected and told everyone to suck my nuts if they didn't like it.
He did.
And, Now they're gonna like suck hard, and it's gonna hurt me as opposed to the gentle, pulling that they would do normally.
You really just told them to listen to these nuts?
Yeah. And they're going to listen real hard. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, they're going to be wiggling them ears.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Michael B2. What else do we have to do before we go? Thank you, everyone.
We have to Travoltify one
Travoltify.
Name. Okay. This will be a fast Travoltify.
Okay. Yeah, it's a short name, Nick Shaw, on behalf of his...
That's great.
This Nick Shaw? Nick. Okay, Nick Shaw, the wickedly talented Chick Shaw.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we just didn't have time.
Really sorry.
Chick Shaw.
So sorry.
I'm really sorry. They're usually a little better.
Yeah, we just really
it's like we got it. We traveled by so many names.
So it is Chick Shaw.
Yeah.
All right.
The shickedly talented Chick Shaw.
Yes. Okay, that's better. That's what got his money's worth.
I don't know.
Bye.